I am Winona.
I am Pinky 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 Pring.
I am Gabriella.
I am Rock.
I'm Rachel.
I'm Nina.
I am Neo.
I am Joy.
I am Kevin.
I'm Shirley.
I'm Steven.
I'm Jeremy.
Live news, live information. Welcome to the BNN Newsline.
Dear audience, welcome to today's Banana Newsline. This is Neo.
Hey, you guys, I'm Steven.
Steven, do you know how long can a fish keep its memory?
No idea. Hold on, 7 seconds. What makes you so non-mainstream?
Come on, just a piece of news reminds me of that sentence. How can everyone concern about showbiz has a poorer memory than a fish?
Excuse me? I don't follow you here.
Do you know, Xue Zhiqian appeared again in public eyesight a couple of days ago.
Who could that be?
You mean that drama king and the pouncer whore of occasion is to be a singer as well as a playboy, and forced to disappear by public opinion after his idol set totally collapsed?
You got me now.
Ah, oh, goddamn.
But how dare and how could he? His occupation owing to his scandal of Weibo top stories was just replaced not long ago.
Well, thanks to public's poor memory as well as his management team's concerted effort, Xue released his new EP via Weibo on the last day of October and won his fangirls back by doing this. And can you believe such a development got reposted for hundreds of thousands of times?
No wonder he's called Flow Taker, and in this case, it's not hard to imagine the comments below his post are like, "What a talented musician! Proud of you and always standing by your side. Never count when you're up and never leave when you are down."
And I also take pride in these fangirls' loyalty, since they give no fuck about their idol's crack. As to Xue, such a direct, efficient comeback is almost beyond everyone's thoughts, which can be named as models of returning. As I see, it's more like an upgrade of his set than a returning.
A good conclusion. Now we can call him Attention Whore 2.0. And that's all for today's Banana Newsline. See you next week and see us next part, the mini play.
Hello, audience. Welcome to Banana Mini Theater. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Shirley Show. I'm your old friend Shirley. Okay, that's enough for your fake cheers and applause, though I want more of it. After last week's hot talk, I heard from so many listeners telling me that they discovered many truths and found the true meaning of love and friendship because of our news. Wives called their husbands when they went out to do their large project and undoubtedly found her husband's mistresses. You're welcome, ladies. Hope you find your non-alcoholic true love soon. And a listener told me that he noticed that these days, the number of men policemen always sharply increase at night and wandered in the street as if they were waiting for someone. Well, that's so weird, huh? God knows why. But I know. Okay, too much for sharing. It's time for our news today. This time, we invite your favorite two couple, known as Women's National Husband, famous singer and gentleman Joey, and endorsement goddess and cyber celebrity, Steve.
Woo!
How could you do this to me, you bitch mother piece of cocksucker ass?
Can you two pause for a minute and come here to say hello to your fans?
Hello, my dear honeys. It's my honor to be today's noble guest.
Good evening, my queens and princes. I couldn't describe my happiness by words now. It's my pleasure to be a guest for this show.
Oh, I merely forgot to say that I brought heated news as a gift for all of you today.
Wow, nothing could be better than that. But where's your gift anyway?
Joey, stolen 10 million yuan in total using different excuses from my account, and had marriage affair with two famous actresses. His new songs are creeped from other.
Oh my god, are you serious?
Oh, come on, dear, you're drunk again. I swear I never did that sort of thing. I could show you the evidence that came from Weibo. I just recovered from a serious car accident in Thailand, which made me unable to walk for half a year. Oh, my legs are aching now. Don't spread such heartbroken rumors in front of patient, okay? Well, what about you? You missed some points, don't you?
I have no ideas what you're talking about.
Steve has a man for sex outside and had done several surgeries which cheated me to pay 1 million yuan.
I couldn't believe this. Man for sex? Surgeries? How come?
You crazy man! Fuck you!
You...
Thank you for your tooth, Skip. I really love them. You two can continue your own business now. That's all for today's Shirley Show. What? You want more of it? Call your own husband, okay? And become your own drummer. See you next week.
Hello, my dear audience. Welcome to this week's Banana Hot Talk. Woo! I'm today's anchor, Joey.
I'm today's anchor, Kevin.
And we have...
I'm Steven.
Rock.
Kelly.
Gabby.
Hi, I'm Winona.
Neo.
And we still have a special guest who never have been on our show before, but he is a VIP of our show. And he has the power to ban the banana show forever if he wants. And he is...
Gay!
Gay! Gay!
Welcome!
What the fuck?
Say hi to our audience.
Say hi.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jake.
Oh, Jake?
Really? Yeah, Jake.
Actually, Jake has been on our show
last semester. Take Prim out.
Yeah, that episode is called Take Prim Out.
Take Prim Out.
Mm-hmm.
And he was one of the competitors.
And Take Gay In.
Take Prim Out for a date, okay. So here is the advertisement. We will have this episode. I won last year.
Yeah,
you were the winner. Oh my god, because you took your pants off.
Yeah.
Boys, watch and learn.
Come on, cut to the chase. And today, we're going to talk about the topic, idol crack.
You know, everyone, most of us, maybe have an idol in our heart.
And something related to the latest scandal of Xu Zhiqian. Our topic today is idol crack, which simply means the idol keep on showing his public image. And which simply means the idol cannot keep on showing his public image and turn something worse in which the fans cannot, doesn't like before. So today we're gonna talk about it. And the first question is, do you have an idol in your heart? And who is it?
No.
Winona says no. And then?
And Rock says no.
And Gabby says yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Because somebody has to say yes.
So who is it?
Well, my idol is not so famous and he's not very old and
he's not very old.
I mean, he's not so you know, well known to all of you. Actually, his name is Zhai Tianlin, who is
a really not famous.
Yeah.
Who is an actor, and he graduated from Jingdian Shouyuan years before. And I think he's really devoted in every films or TV series involved. His professor said he is even memorizing his lines in the operas when he's lying on his bed. And everyone in his class says he is just a crazy man.
So you mean other actors don't do it? They don't memorize.
Most actors won't do that.
Won't be
like
so
him.
Hardworking.
Yeah. He's really devoted and so purely devoted in operas. So yeah. I really admire him.
Can you name some of his TV shows, programs?
Yeah, because he's really young and just graduated years before, so he only played a leading role in Xin Shu and Jin Shi Lian Meng. And also...
Absolutely no idea.
And me neither.
Do you know Zhang Jiayi?
No.
Do you know Wu Xiubo?
Yeah.
Zhang Jiayi is that old man always...
I know, I get it.
Yeah.
I remember that.
And Wu Xiubo, Zhang Jiayi, and Zhai Tianlin, they're all in the Xin Shu.
No. So he became your idol because he is
hardworking. Not because of
his handsome.
I think I'm boring.
No.
You have answered lots of questions that we haven't asked.
share some gossip about your idol and some characteristics that attracts you.
Gossip? I don't know any gossip about my idol. My idol is so pure.
Come on,
who is
he?
Your idol? Are you sure he's so pure?
She.
You know,
he's only his.
Who is it? Who is it?
Choi Simon.
Choi Simon. Oh yeah. I love him too. So you don't know some gossip?
I know some gossip, but about the people who they're not my actually idols.
Okay.
It's just I have a lot of famous people who I take fancy of, but I cannot call them my idols because if I do, there will be so many idols. So I like Shawn Mendes, Chris Pratt, and Sam Smith. Yeah, I just watched a show days ago about Sam Smith on the Ellen show, and he just like comes out again recently and released his new album, and he talked about the life in which period she just disappeared from the public, and he said he kissed many boys. Hundreds of boys. And later he said, not hundreds of boys, but many. And he just like to go back to his normal life again.
Yeah.
I'd like to kiss hundreds of boys, too. That's why I like him so much. And Chris Pratt, I like him because of the movie Guardians of the Galaxy. And he's just so handsome in that movie. He's not so... his appearance is not so handsome, but his character is just really humorous.
Sorry.
I only got to know that he has already married recently. I knew this piece of news recently, but he has married for a long time, so I'm not a qualified fan, but it's kind of heartbroken.
Why is it heartbroken?
Because I like him.
And you'll never marry him.
I know.
Yeah.
But I just got upset about it.
Why is heartbreaking?
I don't know.
Hey.
Okay, never about that. And any others?
Well, I can share some gossip from another idol of mine. His name is Nolan, a director, but not the Christopher Nolan, but Javier Nolan.
Batman.
From
Nolan?
Canada. And his first film is I Killed My Mother.
I never heard of it.
He's a very young actor.
Yeah, very young actor,
but
really
talented.
Brilliant and smart. When he was
and he's
seven,
also gay, isn't it?
Yeah, he's also gay. And that's why it occurs to me, his name. When he was 7 or 9 years old, I can't remember, he wrote a love letter to Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leonardo, another idol, okay.
And also he came out at a very early, and he told his parents he was gay. A little gossip. So we can move on.
So all of our gossip is about gay.
You said Chris Pratt is not gay. Okay. And Shawn Mendes.
I think we can move on to the next question. So how do you think about the concept of an idol, and what about the concept of a star? Are there any differences?
Well, I think that problem is a little bit silly, because they're totally different.
So answer it! Answer the silly question, please!
It's totally different.
What is the difference?
You know, a star means this one should be really famous.
Yeah, idols are famous too.
And also it's shining, and he or she is absolutely the product of some great company.
You mean idols?
Or something else. That's the star. But
the star?
Idol is really subjective, and it only depends on everyone themselves.
But I think there are some certain kinds of stars, especially some Korean like actors, singers, they are defined as idols. Even though they are not my idols, but their image set is an idol. Like the especially some Korean actors.
Well, I think the biggest difference between idol and star is we usually put an adjective before the star, like movie star, mm-hmm. and sports star. So I think
idol just sit around and doing nothing.
Yeah,
just
I think
being charming.
Yeah, it is not necessary for idols to be talent. So
just the
images.
Star is just like the star in the sky, and it's a goal, and you have to chase for it.
And idols, they're just maybe they're just good looking, and maybe they're just nice person. Not necessary for them to have some.
Seem to be a nice person.
Yeah.
I just don't think so. I think idol maybe should be, because if I say I have an idol, maybe I think he is a symbol of belief. I should follow her step, and I should do the same thing as he or she do. Maybe she could become a guidance of me, and I would, because of him or she, I could do something different, and I want to be like him, not just because of his well-looking or just because he is handsome, but I think he is brilliant, and I think he is different from others. So maybe I think this is the meaning of idol.
So who is your idol?
I have no idol now, because...
Well, I agree with Steven.
It's like a role model.
Yes. No.
And boyfriend can do the same.
Boyfriend. Okay. And maybe a star, just like movie star and a singer. You're just inspired by her song or by her talented
performance.
But maybe it's not the way you choose to be. They just inspire your... But they not become a symbol. You have to choose a way, and maybe the idol is what you can.
I think there are two different kinds of idols we are talking about.
Yes.
This kind of idol you are talking about is those who we choose them to be idols ourselves.
Mm.
Like, I can pick anybody, any stars, actors, singers, or famous people in other fields to be my idol. But I think the idol in the question is that certain kind of group of people. Like, they have their own groups, they have their own teams to build their image as an idol.
Oh, company. Just like SM, such as this company to concrete.
Oh yeah,
company.
I'm sorry, I was thinking
to create a star.
I know. SM is a company.
Create an idol to just.
Korean idols.
Yes.
And now let's move on to the next question. And you haven't spoken for a long time, so chances for you.
Okay.
And the question is.
Oh, Neil, is Neil here?
Yeah, Neil. Where are you, Neil? Come up.
I'm here.
Oh, and answer the question, man. How do you think of the division between the idol's screen, or it means a public image and private image? And do they have to be the same or not?
I think everyone should have its private space, but I don't think to set an idol character set is a good way to make them more popular.
Mm. What if they choose to do so? Because sometimes idol is something like a job, a work, and be an idol and be to create
they have to be
something like
they have to be the person who's their team wants them to be.
Yep. Professional idol.
It's a tough question.
Tough question, and I kind of said it too. So anybody help us?
What is the question?
What if the idol are supposed to be that kind of public image, mm-hmm. to create that kind of image, because they have to do so.
Why? For profit?
I think it's totally understandable.
Yeah, and just like in the movie, they have to pretend to be another one, but in private life they're totally different. It's okay, we can accept that. But an idol, is it the same or not?
I think maybe it's just somebody for profit to create an didn't true. But actually we can see some idol are just the same as their their screen image and life image,
yeah.
Maybe just the same.
But the question is if he or she has to do so.
Has to do?
I don't think so. I think every idol has his or her own rights to be herself or be himself. He can do whatever he wants, but just not extreme things like take drugs or don't do the things that cause bad effects. But if they want to go traveling to other places with girlfriends.
Okay.
I think it's okay.
And just it reminds me of that our boss Winona said before.
What?
Lu Han was set to be something like boyfriend of thousands of girls, but
yeah.
After he put
the
love affair. Let me see that.
Hi, this is my girlfriend. And
in the public,
yeah,
it's totally different from the image he created before.
But I think Lu Han is more like a star, not an idol.
He's definitely an idol.
He has so many works.
Yeah, but being an idol doesn't mean you have to have no work.
You know, when we mention this word idol, Xu Wei Zhou occurs to me. I think.
Oh, who is he?
A young actor.
Yeah.
A young actor.
Which starred in Shangyin, Addicted.
Okay, I pretend to know that.
It's an internet series to talk about two boys fall in love in their high school.
And I think he has only one TV series we call him Flow Taker, you know.
He also sang many songs and maybe be on some magazine covers.
I think your definition to idol is too narrow. Just as Winona and Rock mentioned, and my opinion, also Steven's opinion, is that idol isn't someone we called her an idol, but it's so subjective.
It's on
but
our
but
own.
Everyone choose someone to follow, mm-hmm. and then he or she is an idol. So Lu Han is an idol too, I think, from my perspective.
Mm-hmm. And his image is fake. Yeah, it's said that he has a very chaotic personal life. Like he hook up with so many girls and went to bed with so many different girls. But he
How do you know so many gossips?
Oh my god, just some gossip, okay. That's what you call gossip. And
But when he appears on the screen, he's like such a cute, young, white boy. And so many girls like, oh my god, he's my idol. He's so handsome. I don't know why everyone is describing him as handsome, because I think he's as beautiful as a girl. But yeah, that's the huge difference between his screen image and what he looks like in real life.
Yeah, heartbreaking. And
I think it's quite normal, because I think
yeah, it is normal.
Idols should be perfect or not?
They should.
They should look like perfect.
But I think stars, they can have their private lives.
Yeah.
They can do whatever they
want
in a private.
As Gabby says, we, our own, choose he or she to be our idol. So how can we require them to be perfect?
I think if you choose one to be your idol, he or she has to be perfect.
Yeah, well, I think
this is the difference I said before, the two different kinds of idols.
Yeah, the two different kinds of idols, and the definition of idol has been changed during a long period of time. So, and just like Gabby just mentioned, idol, you can choose someone to be your idol. And I think this idol is the original meaning of the word idol.
Yeah.
But now,
the word idol has
nowadays,
changed to something new.
Yeah, idol, something new, like Lu Han, like maybe
a certain group of people.
Yeah, like as we just mentioned, that there are some companies they
to create star.
Yeah, to create a star to help to do something to build an idol.
It's like a factory.
Yeah, like a factory, and those idols are just products. And so for this idol, I think they're totally different in public and in our private life, because they're created to be perfect in front of the public, but they should be perfect in front of the public. But I think it is really hard for a person to be perfect in their daily life.
Yeah.
You know,
no one is perfect.
And I think from
there is
this,
no need to be perfect. They just to be honest. There is no need to hide themselves.
You won't like the idols if they're honest.
Yeah.
Well, I have 2 points here. First, I don't agree that idol have to be perfect.
Yeah.
And second, I think the two images can be a whole one.
Synchronized.
They can make the two images can mix up as the whole one. They create the whole image of one person. And, just for example, if you saw a singer on TV and you think his song is really great, then you want to dig more about him. Then you find he loves eating French fries just like you, or he loves cats, and that's something about his personal images. Then you get more crazy about him, because you know, in your opinion, you know the real one, the real person who's also on screen. And actually, that's something really attracts the most of fans. We won't love one because he's really perfect on the TV. We love somebody who is true to us.
Yeah, but I think among all the idols or stars, some are described as real, like their fans call their idols, oh, he's so real. But I think this is also maybe a part of their image that his or her group is trying to build up.
I think your question is a little bit complicated.
Our questions?
Yeah.
We'll talk about it later.
And it's not what I thought before I get into the room. I thought it would be
a shallow one?
Yeah.
Because we are trying to be not so shallow, because you are
right.
Here.
Yeah, yeah.
You're making us nervous.
Don't be nervous.
And I think the idols are kind of like the internet celebrities. Wang Ho. Yeah, they just show the best part of them on the internet, show them to the public, but in their private life, they may have so many other shortcomings or something which cannot be shown to the public.
And
nothing. I just pointed out that they're alike.
Okay.
We got your point.
So we got that everyone has a private side. So what kind of act or movement of your idol will break his or her image in your heart? And if that really happened, will it influence your life? It's a really complicated question.
I think not, because maybe someone choose different way to...
We're asking what kind of act or movement will break the...
Like take drugs?
Yeah, take drugs.
Break the law.
Some drugs are not illegal in some countries.
But in China...
But in China, we do not agree with it.
Yeah. Cherish your life.
And I can't really think of an answer to this question because personally, I have such a low moral standard. And I think I can't accept anything to my idol if there's one.
But if his image really collapsed,
I just abandon him. He just focused on her operas and not
her broken.
But
or...
she has no idol.
Yeah, I have no idol. If there is one, I think I will just choose a new one, move on to the next one, because there are so many handsome boys in the world. Why you just hang yourself in the same tree?
Okay.
So
I can't bear my idol TikToks, because my idol used to be Kujun Dong.
Really?
What a pity.
Because the apple, you are the apple of my eyes. The movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those years.
What do you think of him?
Very shallow.
What do you think of him before he take?
I think he's a very cute boy with so many enthusiasm and passionate towards life. It's very funny and.
Gabby thinks so.
And you still like him?
Yeah.
Oh my god, you're out.
And his image in my mind before it was the one in the You Are the Apple of My Eyes. Just the person who struggled for his love, his career, his studies, like that.
Oh yeah, that's the image.
Yeah, image. And then he took drugs and abandoned without any thoughts, because I couldn't bear it.
So do you think he's a cheater?
He cheated my...
cheated your love.
Yeah.
He cheated on you.
He cheated first on, my, first on his fans.
He has an affair with drugs, but not you.
Right? Come on, that's what most of the idols do, okay? Just people don't know it.
But I don't know if he claimed himself as the drug banner or something. Did he?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, was he in the campaign?
Yeah.
I heard of that. People to stay away with drugs. Then he's a cheater.
That's so sarcastic. What kind of thing would you think will make your idol's image collapse?
Since that you have a low moral standard.
That's me.
Yeah, I have a high moral because I'm a Christian.
So what kind of thing? Yeah. What kind of thing if he does?
I don't know, maybe cheating on his wife, or
does he have, have a wife?
You know, I really love Chen Sicheng when I saw
the
love story in Beijing.
Yeah.
And also I love Tong Liya. Then he cheated on her, so I think
he did?
Yeah, he did, really.
That's long ago.
I don't know.
And I just thought he's rubbish.
Horrible fangirl.
What if he or she claimed to do so? At least he's honest.
Well, I think he's not honest because he's always saying, I really love my family, I care about my wife and my child. When Tong Liya is pregnant, he went out to...
Date others?
No, not date others. Just ask some...
prostitutes?
Yeah, ask two prostitutes.
Oh. In two hotel. Prostitutes. In one hotel. Okay, that's the limit.
Can
right?
we mention that?
We can. Yeah.
So that's called treason. Right?
That's legally wrong and morally wrong.
Yeah. Legally wrong, but why he is still in the
showbiz?
I believe he was punished before.
Punished by his wife.
No, punished by the government.
Okay.
But you know,
I don't think it's government.
If government punishes him, he won't be in the showbiz anymore.
He was definitely punished by the court.
Really?
maybe. But you know, this kind of crime won't
make
you...
Yeah, it's not so serious.
Yeah,
and he's so famous and rich and powerful, so...
Especially rich.
Powerful.
Especially powerful.
Powerful. So no one can really take anyone down.
I agree that it doesn't matter. Because we still have a lot of stars to chase.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We only feel sorry for that one.
So if one idol cracks, we just
can set up another.
Set up another goal.
We see that so many of us doesn't have a real, you know, he will die for him or her type, that kind of idol.
Mm-hmm.
And so many of us, yeah, if their idol image collapse,
yeah,
we will
soon find another one. So, so that's why so many of us are happy with our life, and we don't heartbreaks often, right?
Yeah. That's right, and that's why we are bananas, and that's why we're gonna end the topic today.
So logic.
I was trying to draw conclusions. I was trying to how I am impressed by you guys.
Yeah.
And you just stopped
me.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. That part was cut. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
But if you draw the conclusion by commenting on how impressive we are tonight, it's off the topic.
Okay, so
we will cut it anyway, so just say whatever you want.
Whatever I want?
About the idol.
About idols.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't like idols. I'm just here. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just
here to boss around.
Yeah. Not boss around. No.
Yeah, you are bossing around.
No. So thank you for having me tonight.
Thank you for coming.
It's really nice to have a conversation with you guys.
With
okay.
Young people.
Yeah. Which year was you born? Were you born?
Younger than you.
Really?
No,
I was born in 1996.
You're even older than I thought.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
You shouldn't say that. I thought you were born.
Okay. So thank you all for having me, and this is all for today's banana hot talk.
Yeah.
Banana hot talk.
Goodbye.
Let me remind you of the days when you used to hold my hand, and when we sipped champagne out of cider cans. I guess if you were Lois Lane, I wasn't Superman, just a young boy trying to be loved. 更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。